Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 24th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm still recording in Waco, Texas, so if you hear a little different sound, that's why. But I'm pre-recording and so excited about your opportunity, if you're in town, to hear Joel Burks preach today at 10 a.m. in one combined service. Remember, there'll be donuts and bagels beforehand if you want to come and hang out at 9 a.m. Our passage today is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 13. It is Pentecost Sunday. Do you remember what Pentecost means? Well, it has to do with the word 50, and it's 50 days after the Passover. And this is when we, as the Christian church, celebrate that the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and empowered them to share the word about Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, come upon us today. Empower us, embolden us, and bring us lots of joy. Starting in verse 12, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God, working all of them in all men. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. I want to read that again. Now to each one the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there was given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of that same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the works of one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each one just as He determines. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts. They form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. I don't remember that phrasing before here in verse 13. We were all given one Spirit to drink. So I looked it up in other versions just to see if it would say something different. And basically, they all say the same. We're drinking of the Spirit. What in the world does that mean? I think it's kind of akin to being filled with the Spirit, which is mentioned elsewhere in Scripture. And what does the Spirit fill us with? Love and joy and peace and all those things, yes. And humility and love in the body, so that we might proclaim the only true message that is worth shouting off the rooftops, that Jesus is Lord and that He is risen. Our psalm for the day connects ever so beautifully with this because it talks about Christian unity, and it gives an image of someone pouring oil down Aaron's beard and just this lavish, wonderful feeling associated with Christian unity. And when we are all drinking up the Spirit together and walking in the Spirit, then unity will come with that. Psalm 133. A song of ascents of David. How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion. For there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Let us drink of the Spirit today. I'm thinking about those of us who try to monitor our water intake daily and we're mindful if we're getting enough water. May it be that when we drink that water and we're tracking that, that we'll also set our mind on being filled with the Spirit, opening our heart, posturing ourselves towards the Lord's love, and being mindful that He uses weak people like you and me for His glory. Oh Lord, would you fill us with your Spirit today? Would you give us gifts of the Spirit so that you might be glorified? And would you help us to be a people who are united as we walk together in the power of your Holy Spirit? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.